I want to introduce you to the person who's going to read the sermon this afternoon. Actually, I had two persons to choose from. The first is Andy, the youngest brother who will finish Heidelberg in 2 years and is considering ordained ministry as his vocation option. The reason I did not choose him is because I didn't want him to speak at the installation service because he will have this option later in his life. The second person is Andy's older brother, AJ, who will graduate from Heidelberg in 2 weeks with a major in public relations and minors in international studies and German. I chose AJ because I thought he was interested in public relations, that this should be an opportunity to demonstrate his skills. I need someone to speak for me because of the Parkinson's affecting my speech pattern. This is the fourth installation sermon that I have written for Mindy. The sermon was born out of my experience by observing Mindy for 26 years. I believe she has capacity to help bring Grace Church to the future, which will be invited to practical hospitality. My prayers are with the people of Grace Church and Mindy that you will have a great ministry together. Now here is AJ.
Thank you. All right. So this is an important service for Grace Church and for your pastor, Mindy. This service is about a covenant between pastor and people under the guidance of the Central Southeast Association of the Ohio Conference. These words have been used throughout the church since I first wrote them for the Book of Worship for the UCC in the late 1970s. These words define the relationship, which is a covenant between the people and the pastor with the wider church. The agreements made today are under the auspices of the Central Southeast Association and the Ohio Conference, along with your pastor and Grace Church. One reason I wanted to talk today is to help you understand three ways to look at the relationships between the pastor and the parish. Over the years, I have consulted with a lot of churches who were seeking new pastors. Invariably, the layperson would come to me and say, "We have to hire us a new preacher." Very often meaning that they want to get a preacher at the best price possible. The first relationship is often when a church calls a pastor. This relationship is like a corporate partnership. The church expects certain duties to be done by the pastor. Often at this stage, the board will want to know what the pastor is doing with his or her time. It is often quid pro quo relationship. This means the church expects certain duties to be done at certain times. The second relationship is when the church and the pastor have established a trustful relationship. This stage is sort of like when a young person says on Facebook that he or she is in a relationship so that everyone is aware of how happy that they are at this time in his or her life. This is a trustful relationship. This means the parish and the pastor are on the same wavelength, where they can trust one another to focus on the ministry of the church. It is a time of learning to know one another in ways that trust is established as their common behavior as the pastor and people live out their ministry with one another. The final relationship is what I call an abiding friendship. Abiding, according to Webster's dictionary, means continuing or persisting in the same state without changing or diminishing. Let me say that one more time. Continuing or persisting in the same state without changing or diminishing. This reminds me of my Uncle Alfred when I was growing up. When Neil Armstrong landed on the moon, my Uncle Alfred could not believe it happened. I was a young pastor working for the Ohio Conference at that time. I went to talk with him. I asked him what he thought about Neil landing on the moon. Neil was from Auglaize County, where I grew up and my family still lived. Neil was also a member of St. Paul's UCC Wapakoneta. I had met his parents, and so my young family watched Neil walk on the moon, taking pictures of the TV and taping the voices from the report. I asked my Uncle Alfred what he thought of Neil landing on the moon. He said, "It's just a TV show. It didn't really happen." I tried to convince him that it really had happened. Alfred then said, "Why would they send a Wapakoneta guy up there anyway?" Where were Jesus and God? I could not change his mind. I asked Roger Pearl, the pastor of my home church, to go talk with Alfred. Roger told me that my Uncle Alfred believed that Jesus and God were up in the heavens, and if Neil went up there, where were they? My uncle's theology was that everything below the earth was bad and everything up in the heavens was good, because God looked down on the people. He had an abiding friendship with God, which meant that God was always looking down on him. My Uncle Alfred's abiding friendship with God was such that he believed that God was always protecting him. A few weeks before he died, I went to visit him at the nursing home. One of the things he said to me was when things were going bad, he felt like his whole life was slipping down the rat hole. I said to him, that's where Jesus was, because when Jesus died on the cross, that was like slipping down a rat hole. When Jesus was resurrected on that morning from the tomb, he offered new life to all people. My Uncle Alfred realized hope in that. His abiding friendship was solid for his theology. Mindy serves as a person who offers abiding friendship to persons who feel like my Uncle Alfred by being a representative of Christ in this world. Now, some persons in this parish will find their relationship with the pastor to be any one of these three stages. Pastor Mindy will at times challenge your theology about what the church is all about. When Pastor Mindy challenges the church to practice radical hospitality, there will be some people who find it difficult to understand, so they will be in stage one. Others will find a trustful relationship and also abiding friendship. The UCC is a church that has offered a lot of firsts. Our denomination was the first church to ordain women, the first church to ordain an African-American pastor, the first church to ordain an openly gay man, and the first church to offer ministry in a foreign country by a mainline church. This means, at times, this church will be challenged to offer radical hospitality to the homeless, to gays and lesbians, and to new immigrants within the community. I believe that when you have abiding friendship and a trustful relationship, Grace Church will live up to its name, being a grace-filled community that offers abiding friendship to all people in this community. Thank you.